Alex. Alex, it's James, mate. I spoke to you last week regarding to a dry sump setup that I was trying to do. How good, matey. Good, good, good. I rang up a bit early and I had spoken to someone else, and they said that you were pretty much the better person to talk to regarding to what I've encountered a bit of a situation. GC8s and the dry sump setups. No room in the front. So currently I'm running the factory shroud with the factory fans, but because I'm putting this dry sump setup, do you guys make or have anything that I can to replace the factory fans with a thinner version with thin spout fans? Oh, it doesn't fit, matey. Looks tight. So I've got a PWR radiator. Yeah, very thick. Last time I measured it, I think it was around the 50 millimeter mark. Yep. Right. So in my case, if I've got that extra 10 mil, I've got 5 mil, which is fuck all. I'm kind of thinking ahead. I'm kind of thinking, well, yes, correct. So the only thing I was thinking was in the current build that I had a lot of heat, a lot. And I removed the air conditioning and that helped dramatically, sadly. No more aircon in the Subaru. But these spout fans are much more powerful, much more better. And I wanted to get as much cold air in there as possible. But if I wanted to change it to something a little bit more nicer, what would you recommend? So on the back of a PWR radiator, the spout bracket and fans. Spout fans are easy to get. You get the slimline ones. But in regarding to the metal shroud, is there anything that's pre-made? Anything you guys have? No. Yeah, okay. So you don't do a twin anymore, you go single. If the fans are, no, the fans only kick in when I'm idling. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I saw another guy, he had put the fans on the front of the radiator, not on the back of it. And because there's that all that space now. No. Okay, so it's basically custom stuff if I wanted to change it. Because I did try a Moshimoto shroud that they had. Didn't fit. Yeah, like I would have changed the motors. Yeah, I would have changed the motors, but it's more really, I wanted just the metal bit. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Yeah. So that was the other thing I was thinking. Instead of getting a spout, just go get the two fans or one big fan. Make some metal fittings that will hook it up, and bolt it on literally without a spout cover or like a shroud or anything like that. Oh, I'm happy with them. I was just more concerned that it may have rubbed. And the only person that I know that has done dry sump setups in old models is you guys. Troy told me to give you guys a call as well because... Yeah, that's what I thought. I did have that. and I kept on getting electrolysis. I went through. I've gone through three Koyos and two fucking PWRs. PWR at least came to the table and said, here's another one for free. I sent them my radiator. It's surprising. A lot of people have said that because I sent it back and it didn't leak from the fins. I said from the side tanks. And I gave it to them to say, explain this. And they're like, holy shit, we've never seen this before. And I'm like, I can't understand that. I get it, you know, if it came from the fins and whatnot. I said, but do the test for yourself. Sent it to them. They looked at it and they went, oh, fuck me. And they gave me a radiator. Hmm. Yeah. Okay, but I also saw your reservoir bottles. Because I've got this crappy Rubik's Cube looking shit thing that the fabricator made, and it looks like shit. But I did see your ones online for $4.99, I think it is. You got your black ones or your silver ones, your billet tanks. Does that mean I can eliminate my overflow water bottle as well? The factory one? Right. Okay. Yep. I don't now, no. Right. So by having that bottle, I don't need my gay Rubik's Cube anymore, which is that I've also got the factory one that goes in the guard. What's that? That's the overflow. So do I still need that? Is there any other design that I can do so I can eliminate? Yeah, that's what I thought. I just thought there'd be like a different version to the factory bottle, that's all. Yeah. Well, I need all the space now for this bloody Peterson tank that I'm putting in the engine bay. There's a big hole there now. All right. All right, I'll definitely consider getting a black or a billet silver because black us they added. Oh, boo! Because is it anodized or is it powder coated? Yeah, because they change color with the heat after a while. That's what I'm worried about. What a shame! I'm gonna have to. What a shame! I prefer silver. Yeah, maybe. All right, I'll look into that. But thanks for your help again, mate. Awesome. Take care. Bye-bye.